Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I know. Yeah, well, oh, yeah. By the way, welcome back, my friends. Sharon and Fratman are... We're live at Cutter's Cigar Emporium in beautiful Alpharetta, Georgia. We could be up in northern New Jersey, you know, the great pasture lands or the rural area of New Jersey, like one of our fine guests here. Or we could be from freaking Arizona, where it's 110, 115, 100 degrees at night, like Ryan and Tracy. Or you could be just here in beautiful Alpharetta, Georgia, where it's a balmy 74 degrees with about a 12-knot breeze dropping down to 5 knots out of the south-southwest with a slight overcast, which makes it absolutely superb. In fact, if you look out across the beautiful asphalt in front of the store, you'd imagine it to be powder white sugar sand of Mexico Beach. But all that being said, Chef Eric finally calmed the ugliness of the audience. There was one particular person who was uglier than all the rest, whose name I shall never mention on the air because he's such a nice guy. And he finally got fed. And the salmon was such a hit that there was no word spoken for like 10 minutes as everybody's wolfing it down. And then Markel, who has no taste in chocolate, said that, as we're celebrating National Chocolate Week, she said a story, Chef Eric, that warmed the cockles of your small but cold heart.
It did. She actually said that, you know, they're from Washington State. Mm-hmm. And they apparently ate salmon all of the time. And they haven't had salmon in a long time because every time you'd go to somebody's house, you'd
be hey, we're having salmon today. Oh, hot dog. And he hadn't eaten salmon in a long, long time.
All right.
And didn't want to eat salmon for a long, long time. But, Chef Eric, you calmed the savage beast. He not only ate it, but he loved it. He could almost be tempted to go back into salmon again. And you really did it. You did it all with your beady little eyes and your wonderful little chefy hands.
Thank you.
As we are here at Cutter Cigar Emporium, which we, of course, have affectionately termed the portal to the world of great times, the world of great cigars, the world of great friends you have yet to meet, whether they come from Arizona, back home, or they come from the northern environs of New Jersey. Right here at Cutter Cigar Emporium, we bring the whole world together, but nothing brings the world together like fine food, like fine social lubrication, and a fine cigar. This is the destination location in Atlanta, and we are lucky to have John the Deerslayer with us today. The venison was brought to you courtesy of his fine hunting skills. And John, you have picked some cigars to kind of complement some really awesome events that are coming up here at Cutter Cigar that works pairs perfectly with the food. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We are smoking today the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. It is the Synchro comes from the fact that typically Avo is uses Dominican tobacco, and this is one of the first times that they've incorporated not only Nicaraguan, but tobaccos from four different countries.
Wow.
Starting off with the Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, Dominican binder, Nicaraguan, Peruvian, and Dominican filler.
Wow, that's a journey around the Americas. That's an amazing deal. But what's nice about this is we all know I'm one of the very true cigar aficionados at Cutter's. Smoke can cause you if you take it down the wrong way, John.
Yeah,
but
that in here,
I like a mild cigar, a mild but flavorful cigar. It's mild, but it goes up, creeps up to a medium, but it's so flavorful, and it has. I mean, when you look at the burn and you look at the ash, everything about it is spectacular. The wrap, the consistency, but that's very typical of Ashton.
Yes.
But sometimes when cigar manufacturers go out of their realm, out of their area.
Absolutely.
They lose it.
Yes.
This hasn't lost it. This has really complemented the Ashton cigar.
Well, what you were talking about as far as the profile.
Avo.
When you were talking about the profile, typically, Nicaraguan tobacco is characterized with the pepper and spice.
Mm-hmm.
Dominican is smoother, a bit more. Eric, what would be a good descriptor?
Earthy. Creamy.
Creamy.
A little bit earthy, yeah.
And so when you blend those two together, you get they don't compete against each other. They in very synchronous.
Wow, nice. I'm telling you, that Hooked on Phonics has done great for you. Great job. Great job, Kyle. Yeah.
And we will be having an AVO Nicaraguan Synchro event on the 24th of this month, where that will be, we'll be featuring that cigar along with all of the other products by AVO that we carry.
And we're actually going to have one of the more, well, I don't know if famous is the word, but certainly longevity. Yeah, infamous and longevity in the job. We're going to have the famous Steve here for that event. It's going to be quite spectacular.
Absolutely.
Steve always does a nice job, and you get a chance. If you haven't been to Cutter's, it's a perfect excuse to come. And this is a Thursday night, 5 to 9, I believe, 5 to 9?
It's
5 to close. And it's just it's a great event. It's a great place to come. But the, but this AVO is just it's a tremendous cigar. And if you like medium-bodied or mild, either one, you'll enjoy this cigar.
Absolutely.
And it's got a complexity to it that you don't find in a lot of cigars because they've brought in so many different regions, and yet they made it work. Sometimes it gets so confusing that you're like, eh.
They're competing this, against each other in this.
Yeah.
They're very, very much blending. Absolutely. Very
and
much.
And now, of course, when we the next, not to be outdone.
But we will.
Yes, we will. We're going to Masters Weekend is going to be incredible. For those of you who love to watch the Masters, and really, who doesn't? After I left the tour, I haven't been back to Augusta in years. And, well, I
There's
did.
There's a reason they kicked you out.
Which tour were you on that
the,
you...
The cheese sandwich tour. I was the one selling the sandwiches at the vending. But, you know, after years of that, I got tired of Augusta and the traffic and everything. But, no, the Masters, of course, is like the ultimate golf course time of the year. Beauty, toughness. I mean, it's just a great, great, and that tournament is magical. And you are going to have, and Cutter's, thanks to Lou and Russ and John and Wayno and Caleb when you can get him and Ben. I mean, they're gonna put on a spectacular. Tell us, it's not gonna just be a one time shot.
It's gonna be called the Cigarbecue. Gonna be featuring, of course, cigars. We're gonna have all sorts of fine food, starting with a low country boil on Friday. Saturday, we're going to be grilling burgers, dogs, wings, you name it. And then Sunday, we'll be finishing off with chili and brisket.
Man, so if you love food, if you love good Q, if you love good low country boil, and I mean this.
And we're also going to be having TVs outside where the Masters can be viewed, hopefully in the weather those who watch it are accustomed to. Nice, warm.
Well, even if it's not, you've got the warm environment of the inside, whether it's inside, outside, or in between. You are going to have quite an experience. It starts on Friday night. They're low country boil. You guys did it. You all, Chef Eric was involved with y'all when you did the low country boil here a couple weeks ago. It was a huge hit.
Absolutely.
It was a huge hit. I mean, people are still talking about it. So they're replicating the excellence right here at Cutter's. So if you can't make it on Friday, come on Saturday. Can't make it on Saturday? Come on Sunday. The food's going to be spectacular. You'll have some, undoubtedly, you'll have some good buys on cigars.
Absolutely.
And not only that, but this is what's really cool. Now you can come, pick out one of 40 different beers, 16 different wines, 45 different spirits. You can sit back, have this incredible food, an incredible cigar, incredible, incredible food. Watch the Masters. I mean, my God, it does not get any better than that.
Are you going to be here?
As the ambassador of Cutter Cigar Emporium, the official ambassador. Unfortunately, my
official
ambassadorial skills.
You're absolutely right. It will be great then.
That's right. My ambassadorial skills took me out of the city for that particular time. And it's with great angst, disgust, and pain that I will not be here. I know pain for everybody, but, Yes,
somehow
it's a.
We will.
Where will you be?
Soldier on.
Well, I'm sorry?
Where will you be?
Well, as an ambassadorial person, you try to expand your horizons.
Are you cooking?
So I decided to expand my horizons down to Mexico Beach. I got a call from the mayor, and he said, we need you to come down so that you can christen the new bridge. Why is everybody laughing?
Are you wearing waders right now? Because it's getting deep.
It's a bridge between the Tiki and the Bud Light, and they want me to Chris and the Bridge. But anyway, unfortunately, I will not be here. However, my spirit will be here. I'll be here.
I'll be cooking. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the lesser half will be here. But, hey, the ambassador won't be,
present.
You know, so, but anyway, it's going to be a spectacular event.
Absolutely.
And Cutter Cigar Emporium is on Windward Parkway. If you don't know where it is, you obviously don't smoke cigars. But here's where you get. You come up 400 North from 285, get off on Windward Parkway. It's about a 16th of a mile to the second stoplight. I think, is there one right? Yeah, second stoplight. It's right there. It's catty corner to Cabernet, the famous Cabernet Steakhouse. In that strip mall, we're on the end of the first row of buildings in that strip mall area that's facing the road. We're on the end. You can't miss it. It's got an overhang. It's going to have great food, lots of people, and cigar smoke everywhere. When we come back, Chef Eric is going to... What are you doing eating the egg rolls already? Venison egg rolls and lobster and crab and so much more, baby.